ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good evening, and everywhere to you. I am Jacob Tolley on Money for Your Ass. Today's episode, we're going to play a real good episode. We got a real good episode today. Today's topic, we're going to talk about America and peace on earth. So let's get to the topic now. But first, I'm going to drink me some coffee here. Before we get to that topic, I got to get me a thing of coffee here. Hold on just for 1 second. I gotta put this phone down.
Shit. Ouch! Fucking thing is hotter than hell.
Sorry about that, folks. Give me another minute or two, okay? I'll be right with you.
Damn, that coffee's hot.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. My coffee was a little bit hot. That happens a lot around here. Anyway, we're going to talk about America. There's a movie that's coming out called Uncle Tom. It's a documentary on history. Now, I'm going to tell you this. It's a real good movie to watch. Hopefully you'd see it. I haven't seen it yet, but the way I've heard it was a good movie. So the Uncle Tom is on theaters. So watch it at any time. Now, hang on for a minute, I gotta get me a drink of coffee. Boy, that's good coffee. Boy, that's pretty good. Alrighty. Anyway, the I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yes. The topic. The peace on earth. You know why America was created? America was created for a nation of people. A nation of human beings. A nation of peace, love. But all of that, we have propaganda. Racism. Homophobia. And all the rest. These are things that's used in propaganda all the time. And you know what? I say it's enough. Let's go back of being that nation, the one nation, what makes us people. We're the nation of people, not the nation of government. We're not the nation of propaganda. We're not the nation of stupidity. We're not the nation of bullshit news or the bullshit stuff that is talked in politics. No. We are that one nation. The nation of our hearts. We are that nation. It's founded by people. The nation of people. Where everybody comes together and have peace. That's what America was created for. Yeah. We'd have freedom of religion. Freedom of speech. Freedom to have all the air we could breathe and think about all the stuff we can do. The jobs to go. The money we can make. Let's start being the nation of people. That's why, without America, a world without America is not what you want. It is a horrible decision. If you cancel America out, it is not what you want. And I am telling you, people. I'm telling all the people, you don't want that. That'd be blood on your hands. The blood would be on your hands if you did that. That means the dictators of the world would win all the time. Killing people by the millions. And you know what? We're sick of war. Let's start being America. No more wars. No more propaganda. No more racism. We are a nation of people. We are one nation under God. That means a nation of people. It's togethered by all religions. It don't matter what their God is called. They're the nation of people. When we stand by that pledge, we are the nation, not just under God, not just invisible. Not for liberty and justice for all, but we are the center of the earth. It brings peace and prosperity upon everybody. We're not the nation of wars. We're the nation of peace. We are America. When we say America has a value. The value of America. We're not the nation of idiots. We're a nation of smart people. We're not just a nation of smart people. We're the nation of the entire world. The center of the world, it can bring peace and prosperity for all generations to come. Let's be that country again. Let's be that country. Let's be the nation of people for greatness. Let's be the nation of people of our hearts, souls, minds. Let's be that country. And I'm going to tell you this. Sure, you don't have to like each other, or even love each other, or even care for one another. But we need to start getting along as people. We need to start being people of the world, of our world. Our world is America. No nation of the earth can take this away from you. No politician of the world can ever achieve this goal. And I'm going to tell you, we are America. We're all Americans. And the American value is, let's bring peace towards the world. No more of this anarchy. No more of this propaganda. No more of this protest. No more of this stuff. Let's be people. Let's all be people. Let's all be humanity. America, it's not just the land of opportunity. It's the land of humanity. It is the land of humanity. It's not just a land of opportunity. It's the land of humanity beyond our dreams. It what makes us human. It what makes us people. Where people can be people. We're not animals. We're not slaves. We're none of that shit. We're not their stupid whores. We're not their little so-called queers that they could kill off at any time. No. When we say we're a nation of people, that means the gays, the straights, the religious people, all of it, gathered as one nation, the nation of humanity. America is the nation of humanity. And without that humanity, there is chaos, confusion, delusion, propaganda, terrorism, anarchy, you name it. We are sick and tired of the bullshit propaganda. We're sick of the terrorism. We're sick of anarchy. We're sick of all of this shit. And we're more sick and tired of politicians wanting to make apocalyptic race wars. We're sick of it. We're sick of this end of time bullshit. We are so sick and tired of the end of time bullshit propagandas. And I'm telling you, that's not what we are. There's more to this. There's more to it in life than what people tells us. There's more to it in our country what we can ever accomplish. There's more than what meets the eyes of the hearts, the souls, the minds, you name it. When we are poor as Job, we're not as patient, says ourself. And I'm going to tell you this for one fact. Let's bring peace on earth. Let us be that nation. It will bring peace on earth. What do you say to that? What do you all say to this? I say, surrender and be better than anybody. You don't have to surrender your freedom over to this political bullshit. Surrender the political bullshit and come a human being. Come humanity. If you surrender the political bullshit and come humanity, you achieve all your goals, all your dreams will come true in no matter weeks and times. That's what makes us so great as human beings. So I ask myself this. What's the use to have peace when we cannot be humans? When we can never have a humanity, what's the use having peace? Without the humanity, you will have no peace. Without the truth, you will never be free. Without the truth, you will never be free. And that is my final message towards you. Let's all start getting along as people. Let's be people. Let's be the humanity that we can only dream of. Like I said before, you don't have to like each other, don't even have to care for one another. But we need to start getting along as people. Let's be people forevermore. I am Jacob Tala, your host on Money for Your Ass. And I'd like to thank you for letting me say this today. Until next time, be safe.